Unionist parties met with the Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, yesterday about the North Belfast parading stalemate. Journalist Brian Rowan is with us this morning. What happened at this meeting, Brian?
Well, we're getting closer, as you know, Stephen, to Thursday and the planned start of talks. And clearly there's a lot still to be resolved and confirmed and clarified. And one of the jumps to get over is the precise detail of this parades panel initiative in North Belfast. And that was the focus, the specific focus of the meeting yesterday afternoon. Between the Secretary of State and the Unionist leadership, a big delegation there, Peter Robinson, Mike Nesbitt, David McNary, Billy Hutchinson, the UPRG represented, the TUV represented, the Orange Order there with the Deputy Grand Master, Alistair Smith, Mervyn Gibson and Spencer Beattie. And we know, Stephen, that they've been asking for clarification around the precise detail of this panel. And I'm told by a number of people who were in the room that there was a kind of A4 page of questions for clarification, including who would chair this panel, the role of the chair, the power of the chair being described to me as a key issue. The Secretary of State, I'm told, saying to the Unionist delegation yesterday that she sees no difference between calling this an inquiry or a panel. You'll remember that the Unionist, the Joint Unionist leadership, called for a time-bound commission of inquiry, but no reference to inquiry in the terms of reference published last week. The Secretary of State making clear that the NIO will cooperate with the panel, that she would expect the PSNI and hope that the PSNI, the Department of Justice and the Parades Commission would also cooperate. The big issue, Stephen, one of the unanswered questions at this stage is around nationalist involvement. And there is still no indication coming from Sinn Féin or the SDLP that they will buy in to this panel. We're told that the panel will be four in total, that will include the chair. And coming from a unionist source this morning, they're saying that they would expect this panel to make recommendations rather than observations. The big question, Stephen, is will it change anything before next July, or come next July, will the whole sort of North Belfast marching standoff be with the Parades Commission again?
Yeah.
But anyway, that Unionist delegation has given the Secretary of State a few days to come back with the answers to those questions that were outlined yesterday.
And on Thursday, what do you know about these crunch talks on Thursday, Brian?
Okay, well, there is an expectation, and you know that Teresa Villiers did the interview last week saying that she expects the talks to begin on Thursday. I've spoken to a number of the parties, including within the last couple of hours. There's still no formal invitation, Stephen, so no joining instructions at this stage, if you like, or agenda. But there's a view coming from a number of sources that agenda will have to be sequenced. The view being that the money issues, budget and welfare reform, must be dealt with first, plus the shape and structures at Stormont. Then you have the Haas items of flags, parades in the past. No doubt that there will be other issues on the agenda. Participation is another issue Stephen described to me this morning as primarily, but not exclusively, for the five executive parties. And I think what people are hoping for on Thursday is a start to these talks rather than a showcase. But in terms of some wider participation, what could that mean? And yesterday I put a couple of tweets up, including how do you get agreement on a process in the past without involvement of loyalists, and how do you ensure the right people are involved in the conversations and negotiations on marching. My point being that there is no point in agreements that can't be sold, Stephen. So let's see what the next few days bring in terms of putting some more detail into the political parties and into the public domain in terms of how these talks will be shaped and structured.